This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor is a special announcement. Hey, Clue Crew, we got a special announcement from your favorite host of a particular podcast that you may
the
enjoy.
McElroy's?
It's not the McElroy's. Oh. It's three kind of wily hosts.
The McElroy's.
Well, no, it's not them. They have a much more popular, better to listen to podcast with a more clear premise and goals. Anyway, it's the Clue Crew.
Yay.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle. It's old JPC and Adeline and Aaron. And we have a very special announcement for you. Starting in January, we are going to release a Patreon. If you don't know what a Patreon is, it's basically a way for you to get the show that you love or mildly tolerate or hate and tweet us the hate more often. So we will be releasing weekly episodes on the Patreon of a very close estimation of what the show is now. So we might not always be doing riddles, but we've got tons of fun stuff planned. We've got games and gags, road trip type games, would you rathers, whodunits, all kinds of fun.
Live content, special one-off. So basically, if you listen to Hey Riddle Riddle, you enjoy the show, and you think, I love screaming at my phone once a week, I'd love to scream at my phone twice a week for about an hour. Now you can do that. We're doubling our content.
If you look at JPC, Aaron, and Adeline and say, I like them, but I want to make them dance. Dance for my joy, my enjoyment. We're jesters and clowns, and you want clowns to dance. We dance for you.
You throw the money at us, we dance for you.
We dance. We just dance.
And Aaron, how much money do we charge for a dance?
$5 for 1 month of dancing.
That's right. You could unlock all of our Patreon content for only $5 a month. $5 gets you in the door and it keeps you there forever.
And there will be one episode where it's just the three of us dancing.
Yeah. People have given us a lot of feedback. What they want is a podcast with us doing less riddles and more dancing. So we're going to give the people what they want.
I love podcasts, but I want it to be more visual. Now we're going to dance for you.
And if we drive you crazy, just know our personalities will fully change on the Patreon. We'll be so nice to each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. If you hate the podcast in its current state, it's much different on the Patreon. Pay $5. Don't listen.
And if you enjoy the current state, I have a secret for you. We still yell at each other.
We're actively mean to one another.
So check out our Patreon starting in January. We love your support. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.
Just be careful, okay? Just
be careful out there.
Today. We love you.
Be careful.
Precious cargo.
We love you.
If you're going to the grocery store today, bring a big knife.
What?
Everybody be careful.
No.
Drive your car fast.
Do not listen to JPC.
Do like what Teddy Roosevelt said. Drive your car very fast, but carry a big knife.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Happy New Year! It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adam Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
No shit. All Sherlock. I am old baby inquiries.
Oh boy.
Old baby puzzies.
These get worse and worse as we go along.
Is there such thing as Baby New Year?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was playing on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want me to just be Baby New Year?
Yeah.
Not old baby?
I don't know.
You have to be old baby New Year.
Yeah. Can you be old baby New Year?
Okay. I'm old baby New Year. Dishing out the piping hot riddies and puzzies for 2019. Guys, it's a new year.
New year, new president.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe everything that happened to Trump? Unbelievable. Drowned in the Pacific Ocean. Insane.
Yeah, he tried to drink it.
I never thought 2019 would ever be a year. Do you feel like I never in my wildest dreams thought this would ever actually be a real
But we're here. Year. We are here. We have two incredibly special guests in the studio, and we're going to switch things up a little bit. We usually do, whenever we have guest hosts, we usually do a mailbag episode, but we just did a mailbag episode, and I would not stand for these people not being on the podcast, and I don't care if people are upset. It's 2019, which means new rules. 2019, 2000, fight me, is what I always say.
I've always
said that.
And hold out to that if you see him in public. Do fight him. He is ready for the fight. Yeah. He may look like he's enjoying a coffee or taking a big bite of pie, but
I can't defend myself, but I'm very enthusiastic about trying. We are here with two of my favorite humans and also two of my favorite podcasters. And what's great about
Thanks, Adel.
Yeah, we are right here.
And then we also have two special guests. What's great about these two is sometimes you meet people who are wonderfully nice, but just not talented. Or you meet people who are wonderfully talented and just not that nice. These two somehow sync it up together. We have Jess McKenna and Zach Reno from the podcast Off Book.
Hello. Oh, sorry. I need to fight you right now.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm eating pie. No.
I was told it doesn't matter if you're eating pie.
That's fine. Adel refight me. I should have said that. Adel refight me. Are we still recording?
Oh, no.
We're done. That was it.
We stopped after 2 minutes.
But what flavor of pie is this?
January would be what, like a winter berry? Is that a thing?
Ooh, yeah.
You think a winter berry is a thing?
I had a Slurpee that was winter berry, so you tell me.
Yeah, Slurpee only uses real flavors.
Yeah.
Real pie.
Things that grow on trees, like Coke.
Or crunch berries, Coke. Yeah. You guys have had crunch berries off the vine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have to.
Zach and Jess, before we get started with our warm-up riddies and pussies, any New Year's resolutions do you two subscribe to our podcast? Do you two subscribe to
Would
New
you be
Year's
willing to take out your phones right now and subscribe?
That would really set us over the edge.
Not only that, I'm going to rate and review.
Thank you so much. That means the world to us. Do you two do resolutions?
I usually do and don't make it very far.
What are some of your failed...
What are some of your failures?
This is a job interview.
The one that I had for 2018 was... this idea called Miracle Mornings, which is about like having an hour that's really regimented in the morning. That the Miracle Mornings itself is like really prescriptive. It's like broken up into six activities that you do for 10 minutes. And it's like 10 minutes of reading, 10 minutes of visualizing, 10 minutes of meditating, whatever. I extrapolated and was just like, I'm just going to do my own breakdown. And it included like meditating, writing, reading. And I also tried to... one of the things I tried to do was drink hot lemon water. And that lasted a couple weeks.
I know what
for 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes of uninterrupted drinking hot lemon water. Is it just like tea without the tea bags?
You like use this, you squeeze it and you also use the zest. It's supposed to be like really good for just like kickstarting your bod for the day.
Oh, okay.
Is it also good as a singer? Is that like good for your...
Ooh.
Your chords? Chords are what us in the musical industry call our vocal chords.
Yeah,
I don't
know
if you are familiar.
No, but I'm going to use that now.
Okay, good.
Ooh, my chords.
What do you call corduroy pants?
Roids.
What do you call steroids?
Steries.
Okay. What do you call the cute things that get you to the top floor of a building that are non-mechanical?
My children.
Oh my gosh.
Zach, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I was doing Miracle Morning.
That's where you watch Miracle on 34th Street every morning?
Close. It's where I petition my God, a cold and dark God, to perform a miracle for me every morning. And he has obliged most days.
And there's some sort of sacrifice, right?
That's too
yes,
many
yes,
miracles.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, can you have too many miracles?
Well, are they even miracles anymore?
That's an excellent point. Like, he's just been doing feats of...
Favors?
Feats of extreme magic.
And I missed the name. Was that Baphomet, or who was your god?
What's that?
Was it Baphomet?
He cannot be named in I guess, human tongue.
Let's go ahead and try. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'd love to hear it attempt.
Sounds like this.
Wow.
Wow, what a
sort
sound.
Sort of an eldritch scream.
But way more high-pitched than I would have ever concocted
sure.
myself.
All of which is to say that I'm in sort of a perpetual state of, I don't like do resolutions super hardcore, but I'm kind of like always trying to eat better and be better at being an adult.
That's pretty good.
And also you were drinking room temp grapefruit water.
Yes, I do room temp grapefruit water.
And you, like, you eat apples in the shower.
I eat apples in the shower. It's a weird thing that did happen yesterday. Thank you for putting me on blast, Adel, because we all went to a tiki bar last night on December 31st.
Yes.
Because today is the first day of the new year.
Plus
and
four.
And that's canon, and that's...
For sure, yes.
Yeah. And for some reason, my brain invented a way to not be hungover, and that was to eat an apple in the shower. While it was on, mm-hmm. I had to clarify. So...
Shower a day keeps the apple away.
A shower a day keeps the apple
do
wet.
Do you two shitbirds have any resolutions?
I want to be able to do a split.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Are
Which
you close?
Way?
No. But I want to do the front. Like,
long ways.
Yeah. Long ways.
Kick ways.
Kick ways.
Yeah.
I want someone to do it for me, though. I like want someone to stretch me.
Huh.
You need a monk to push on your shoulders.
You need like a David Carradine-esque, yeah.
I've been looking at YouTube videos. There's this 13-year-old girl who's like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do a split in 2 weeks. And I like her confidence, so I'm going to let her lead the way.
You definitely have bones and muscles like me, a 13-year-old girl. This won't hurt you.
Okay, so you know that thing where your body moves however you want it?
And you fell off a building, but it didn't hurt?
Do that. Bye.
Bye. I eat what I want, and I'm 20 pounds. Bye. Don't die.
She's honestly underweight.
Last year's resolutions for me was I wanted to watch less TV, and I wanted to watch 100 movies that I hadn't seen before.
Cool. And you just made a monk reference how long ago?
I love Tony Shalhoub. And I did that. And I also wanted to do 20,000 push-ups because the year before that I did 10,000. And then I did that one as well. So I'm pretty good at sticking to my resolutions. But I'm like a psychopath. I have like charts and spreadsheets for all of my resolutions.
With like red string connecting them all?
Yeah, I connect all of my Google spreadsheets with red string. It's an app you can download.
For serial killers,
yeah, for serial killers.
To keep track of where they've left bodies.
I call them my victims, yeah. But it's really just movies that I've seen. But I did my resolutions last year. I don't know what I'll do this year.
What was the worst movie of the 100?
Oh, can I cheat? Can I look at it? I can pull up my spreadsheet very
sure,
quickly.
While you do that, I'll say that
I believe, covered in blood.
I believe what you're describing is like the Herschel Walker method, right? Herschel Walker, well, he did a bit of what you did, but also the opposite. He used to watch TV, and then on commercial breaks, he'd do 1,000 push-ups. This is a Minnesota Vikings receiver.
All commercial breaks, he'd do 1,000 push-ups.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Hey, Adel, no.
1,000 in 2 minutes?
No.
Wait, let me pull up my red string.
Wait, what?
I tried to do 1,000 push-ups once in a day, and I like stopped. I got to like 700, and I couldn't move anymore. It was
Here's
insane.
What I'm saying. No, Herschel Walker, if you're listening, come fight me. Also, how many was it? I've heard this story before. I can't remember. Maybe it was 10. Let's get into our warm-up riddles. JPC, did you have that movie?
Yeah, I saw Mile 22 with the Mark Wahlberg movie.
That's the sequel to 8 Mile?
Nope, that's a very good joke, and it's very funny.
That sequel is also called 16 Mile.
Yeah.
Mile 22 would be the 2.5 in between. No, it was Mile 22 with Mark Wahlberg. It came out like a few months ago. I saw it in California with my brother. It was one of the worst pieces of trash I've ever seen in my life. I'm sure he made like $80 million doing it.
Cool.
Proud of him.
Yeah, very proud of him.
All right, let's get into some warm-up riddies. Here we go. First one, I can be cracked, made...
An egg.
That's it. I can be cracked, made, told, and played. What am I?
Deck of cards.
I can be cracked, made, told, and played.
Joke.
Head.
What am I?
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's an egg.
It's a joke egg.
It's a joke or an egg.
It's like an egg that when you crack it open, instead it has confetti on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's one of those fiesta eggs.
Yeah.
Which are apparently not a thing in the rest of the country.
What's a fiesta egg?
Ooh.
See? So there's this celebration called Fiesta, and I don't want to culturally butcher what it's actually about, but growing up in Santa Barbara, it's just a great party where you eat a lot of really good Mexican food, and they have eggs that are hollowed out, like the yolk is taken out, and then you put confetti in it, and then you cover over the hole, and then you smash it on other people's heads. That's not a joke.
Is it a hard-boiled egg?
No, just a shell. It's like an egg shell.
Oh,
and
so you
confetti.
Just poke it and then drain it.
Yeah, there's a name for it, and I can't remember it.
Interesting.
A joke.
It's a joke.
Has anybody like done that, but also kept like a raw egg?
That's called a hate crime when you throw eggs at people.
That's what it is. When I grew up, that's what we
but
did.
But if you smash an egg on someone and it's not a throw, that can't be a hate crime, right? That's just cooking eggs wrong.
Did anybody else as a kid used to take your mom's pantyhose egg and act like you're cracking eggs?
What?
Just
what?
Me? All right.
That brings us to our first dead stop of the episode.
Oh, listen to that.
You know, you play with your mom's pantyhose, crack open the egg, put the pantyhose on your face,
egg?
Go rob a bank, you get all the money.
Oh my
gosh. We never did that growing up because we had video games and we weren't fucking weirdos.
I feel like, and again, this could be a whole Herschel Walker part two, but I feel like I remember there used to be pantyhose that came in like an egg.
Yes.
And
they were called
like leggings, but the egg was capitalized and the L was lowercase or something.
Yeah.
So it's like leggings and an egg.
I'm very young. I don't know.
Do the splits then.
Oh, no, I can't.
Aaron just did them standing up.
Whoa, incredible.
Here's the next one. I am a seed with three letters in my name. Take away the last two and I still sound the same.
P.
That's right.
Nice.
Yes.
This is the best we've ever done, like, and it's both our guestos.
Yeah, we're letting them feel good. No. You feel good, right?
Yeah, I feel
honestly,
great.
Yeah.
Feel like
yeah.
a big man's act?
I feel pretty
fight
tall.
Me. Fight me. 2019, 2000, fight me.
Wait till he has pie.
I am lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me.
Fart. Yes. I can tell I got it right.
I am lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me. Careful, I am fragile. What am I?
Blimps. A blimp.
It's actually Blimpy, the subway chain.
Blimpful.
Blimpful of farts.
Fart blimp.
Lighter than Blarks. Air, but 100 people cannot lift me.
Mm-hmm. What's careful, I am fragile. What am I?
Ego?
A cloud.
That's a great... Those are both great guesses, but not the answer that's shown
is
here.
It, is it silence. Like a... It's always silence, a river, bed.
Hey, do you guys mind moving the silence up to my third story apartment?
So sorry, we can't. You need more than 100 people to lift silence.
Also, I don't trust myself with it. It's so fragile.
Is it a curse?
It is not a
is
curse.
Is it a curse, though?
Here's what I want to see.
From a dark and cold god.
I want to see Jess and JPC, you're two blissfully ignorant teenage kids who wandered into a shack that was emanating a glow in the woods. Zach, you are some sort of person, maybe a witch or some sort of warlock who bestows curses.
Hoobastank?
you're the lead singer of Hoobastank. Maybe we're in the Ozarks, and you bestow a curse upon these two hapless kids because of what they say. Here we go.
No way. I could hold my breath in the shack for longer than you could.
No, you can't. I've told you. I have great breath support.
All right.
Get in the shack.
Let's see how this goes.
Sorry. Are you hungry?
No, I'm not hungry, but that dog is.
Oh.
I'm not a dog. I'm a warlock or maybe a witch. You'll never know.
Oh,
cool.
No.
Stop real quick. I need you to decide, Zach.
What's that?
I need you to decide.
Well, no, the character knows, but they'll never know.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Your name tag says warlock.
You solved my puzzle.
Tyler.
As a reward, I will bestow upon you a gift that is a curse.
Wait, that's not a gift, Tyler. Also, warlock could be like that witch's name.
Oh, snap. Is your
No, you were right. I'm a warlock. I don't have a name tag. I have a profession tag. But thank you for asking my name. Well, I guess you didn't
technically
ask
she
name.
Didn't ask.
What's
she
your
just
name?
Said.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Hot Breath. And I can hold my breath longer than any person on this mortal
way.
Yes,
no way.
No
definite way. Okay, well, let me make you a little bargain.
Deal.
If you can hold... Okay.
Yes.
Tyler!
All right. The terms have been set in stone. Now set them in blood.
Okay. Just... I don't have any blood.
Hey, Tyler.
Oh, my God. Is
I
that
might,
true?
I might, bike away.
What?
I might bike away, actually.
You said we were hanging out all afternoon.
Well, bike with me. Stop, like, agreeing to curses before you even hear them.
Well, okay, but, like, where are we going? And also, I need to fix my bike.
We cut to these three, these two kids and this warlock on their bikes just through town.
I guess we never asked. How old are you? How old are you?
How old is a mountain?
Like, probably it depends. Like, is it formed from, like, earthquake or...
that one.
Oh.
Oh, that's easy. 2,000 like... years old.
Oh, okay. I'm, like, 3 years younger than that mountain. Okay. It was just, like, starting to bump up before I got in there.
Tyler, dinner time!
What?
Dinner time. Oh, are your friends joining us?
Yes, please.
Can they, Mom?
What are you making? What are you making?
Pizza rolls, please.
Oh, for dinner, not a snack? Tyler, you prince.
I do whatever my son says. I'm afraid of him.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that.
And I say please because I don't want to abuse my power.
And who's this?
Oh, hello. My name is Hodbreth. I am just a little bit younger than that mountain over there.
Oh, are you talking to me? Jenna. I've been to your house several times.
Mom, this is Jenna.
I can't place your face. Jenna? Are you sure it's Jenna?
Yeah, Jenna. Me and Tyler did a project together like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. You let us have Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches.
Sorry. I don't think so.
Yeah, the curse I bestowed upon you makes you unrecognizable to everyone in the world except for me and your friend.
Hey, Hodbreth, come here. Mm-hmm. My mom's single. My dad went to prison for tax evasion.
Ooh, so you're saying we should hook her up with your friend?
Yes,
see, the perfect crime. What's the Shakespeare play with Hot Spur? Isn't that a character?
Hot Piss.
That's what it is. Hot Piss. Yeah. Merchant of Venice. Hot Piss. I am lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me. Careful, I am fragile. What am I?
It's any not guesses? A fart blimp. You're not a fart blimp.
Spirits.
Isn't it intangible?
These
thing?
Are all fantastic answers. Unfortunately, it's not the answer.
Is it something like actually tangible, or is it like mm-hmm. a concept? It's so it's not like. Pride.
No, it's not pride.
Lighter than air, but 100 people cannot lift me.
Is 100 people, is that the operative thing? Is it like, could 50 people do it?
A balloon.
Ooh, who said that? Aaron?
Me.
That's this, and it's also...
Wait, closer than fart blimp?
Listen,
it's just a big balloon.
I need you to trust me. It's also a word that's in... So my favorite Nintendo game has two words in it. You're not terribly off. One is bobble...
Oh, it's a bubble.
It's a bubble.
Onion.
Balloon is closer than fart blimp.
It's true.
I think they're actually kind of equidistant.
All right, well, bubble. Then we're done here.
Goodbye.
100 people can't hold bubble?
Lift.
100 people can't lift bubble.
Okay.
Bubble fragile, yeah, careful.
Yeah, I'd say 5 people can't even lift bubble. Bubble fragile.
Yeah. Careful.
Careful. Careful.
Honestly, even more fragile, scrubbing bubbles.
Al, I'm going to need you to do right now the sort of TED talk for the bubble that you have, okay?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming out to my TED talk, of course.
And this is one where people ask questions.
And let's go ahead and cut straight to the questions.
And I'm just a simple mountain man who came to this TED talk, and I couldn't help but notice...
Sorry, you're a mountain man and you live in the mountains, or you're as old as a mountain?
I will entertain any question that you have about my past and my profession.
Okay.
I came from the mountains, and I live in the mountains. Any more questions?
No. Any okay. for me?
Oh, yes, just my original question. What kind of bubble is that?
What we have here is what we call a classic bubble. Now, this bubble is going to have a film around it made from soap suds. Inside is your typical air. And it's going to last for about 20 to 43 seconds.
Excuse me.
Yes, can you pass that withered man the mic?
I brought this mic from home. I will not relinquish my mic. You can borrow it.
Thank you. I'll borrow this. Is this engraved?
Yes.
It's very nice.
That was given to me by a dragon.
That's incredible. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Bubble fragile?
Bubble fragile.
Careful.
Careful, bubble fragile. No pop bubble can't lift.
I'm going to give your mic to the woman on my left who's raising her hand. Actually, I don't know if it's a woman. I'm sorry.
Yes, over here.
Yes, with now, excuse me. I have a question. It may be a little personal. Have you ever accidentally fallen in love with one of the bubbles and then had your heart broken because they're here so temporarily?
One time a dish soap bubble did get to a larger than average size. It flew in front of my wife's face. It slightly skewed her appearance. I fell immediately in love. Harder than I've ever fallen. It then popped and I saw my wife, and we later divorced.
Well, heart fragile.
Heart fragile.
Careful.
Marriage fragile. Don't lift. Easy lift. No cares.
I don't know if marriage should be fragile.
Can I have the microphone now, please?
I'm never going to see that damn mic again.
Sorry, please pass the mic down here.
Hey, you ever get that snowman kind of bubble?
I'm not familiar
yes,
with
Yes, you know the
you
one.
Know, you know the one where it looks like a little snowman. You ever get that snowman kind of bubble?
Oh, you're talking about double bubbles.
No.
Oh, yeah, sometimes double, but I'm really thinking about that triple bub.
Oh, a T-bub.
A T-bub. You ever get that T-bub bubble?
It is very rare. It's almost as rare as a four-leaf clover.
Ooh. Hey, mountain man?
Oh, yeah?
Can I have this microphone?
Well, I mean, it's not up to me. I'm going to have to talk to Bahamut, the king of the dragons. Hold on a minute. Make a quick call.
Sorry, that was me making noises with my mouth.
It's perfect. It covered it. That was the same time it took me to down Bahamut. Goodbye.
Well, it's been great to visit this community college with my TED Talk.
He's on the phone. You're being very rude.
I'm taking intro to Russian lit.
Hey, good news. He says have it with his blessing.
Oh, well, this is a great day for me.
In conclusion.
See.
Am I supposed to end it too? I didn't know.
No, yeah. Anyone can end it.
Adel has to end it. He has to live in his shame.
Here we go. Let's get into the sweet, sweet meat of the main puzzles.
So, Adel, before we get into some tasty puzzle meat, as you so adequately said, why don't we take a quick little break?
Do we want to take a break now?
No.
Okay, let's take one. Fucking tough guy.
What is happening?
Let's take a break while you fight me.
Eat your pie. Take a big bite of pie. Let's take a little break.
We'll be right back. One, two, three, four. Hey, Rachel, Rachel.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people You're stop crying. Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back. JPC, are we back?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I thought that I could win the fight, and I was wrong.
Wait, sorry. Punch sounds.
Oh, could you pour me some?
Yep. Punch.
Oh, man. No, I dropped one.
Zach, you're going to get us kicked out of this prom. Act like you've been there before.
We're not supposed to be here. We're all too old.
Except for Aaron. She's doing the splits.
Ow, 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 ow.
Well, we need to see a quick scene. this will just be a very brief scene. Zach and Aaron, you're at the prom, your dates, and Aaron, at some point you're going to attempt to do the splits while you slow dance with your date.
I like your corsage.
Thanks. I like your boutonniere. Wait a minute. I like that we switched flowers.
you're fun.
You're fun.
You're also so talented.
What are you talking about? Name even one thing I can do.
You're so good at putting together your clarinet.
Oh my gosh.
No one does it faster.
No, I've never seen someone clean the spit valve of a tuba as efficiently as you. Are you kidding me? Janine, are you even kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Your reeds are always so wet. It's amazing how wet you can get your reeds.
It's just because I have a gland problem in my tongue.
Well,
you look radiant.
I've been working on like a skill.
Another one?
To maybe try to impress you today. Oh, are you ready? God. Count me down from three.
Sure. Do you want me to clear a space in the middle of the gym? Because yeah. I will. Everyone!
Huh?
Phil, everyone stop!
Oh, what?
Turn the music off!
No, wait!
The music off!
Wait, we were like dancing and it was good.
This night, I'm trying to etch into my memory and y'all are mean to me all year, okay? So give me a moment.
Who are you?
Oh, shit.
Oh my God, Johnson. I'm behind you in literally the whole first block of our day.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Oh shit, the date of that 30-year-old woman is telling everyone to stop.
Uh-oh. One, two, three, splits. Oh, I have to go to the hospital.
Scene. Drew Barrymore, if you're listening, we are selling this script.
Oh man, boy, I have a hard time. That movie's not okay, huh?
Never Been Kissed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But I really loved it as a teen.
Yep.
I don't remember. Why it bad?
It's fragile. Well, it's Michael Vartan, who's a real alias babe at the time, or like it's like during he was big for me. He's a teacher and she goes back undercover in high school to do a story for the Chicago Sun-Times. And then they like flirt with each other. And then she's like, there's like a night at the prom where he dances with her, which is like, hell no, that's not okay. And he like wants to tell her that he's like into her. He doesn't. But then when she's like, I've been lying, I'm 26. He's like, I'm supposed to, that just fixes everything. Like suddenly I'm allowed to be attracted to you. And you're like, oh boy. I mean, it is nice that he was like knew it was wrong, but it's also like, oh boy, this is weird. They fell in love when he thought she was a teen.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, but boy, I loved it. And there's a part where she's like describing that feeling when she like will kiss someone and it'll really be like magical and everything stops and the world is spinning. And when she finishes talking, her coworker Octavia Spencer goes, damn girl, you are a writer. And that and it's
nice.
Great.
Is John C. Reilly her boss in that?
That's right.
Or did I just cast that in my brain?
Nope, he is. And nice. And Molly Shannon's her friend, and then they get it on. It's great.
What a star-studded cast.
It's a great movie. I mean, a little problematic, but
what year did it come out?
I want to say like, I want to put it at like 2001.
Oh, I think it was fine back then.
Yeah. We were all recovering as a nation.
Yeah,
we were up for whatever.
Yeah. Oh my after God. September 11th, you could fuck your teachers. I remember that specifically.
A very brief
window.
Specifically. Here we go. Our first main meat puzzle. Little Billy was, Zach and Jess, just so you know, a lot of these are terrible.
Okay.
So when you're thinking of answers, think what's the worst thing that could possibly be the correct thing.
And that'll just so you know, Billy's not a name that we say on this podcast.
Little Kevin was 4 years old, and both his parents were dead. His guardian put him on a train to send him to a new home in the country. Kevin could neither read nor write, nor remember the address, so a large label on a string was secured around his neck, clearly indicating Kevin's name and destination. However, despite the best efforts and kindnesses of the railway staff, Kevin never arrived at his new home. Why?
Guardian's an owl.
What'd you say?
The guardian is an owl?
Like the guardians of O'Hool.
Gahool?
So, done.
Is it possible that his last name was Train? And so it said Kevin Train, and they just left him on the train.
This boy lives on the train now.
Is it possible his last name was We Had a Baby Eats a Boy?
Mm-hmm. That's always a possibility.
Was it Paddington and he's a bear?
Oh, no. Was it Paddington Bear?
It wasn't Paddington Bear.
Was his name Ketchup the Bear?
Paddington Bear could read or write, right? No, maybe he could.
No, he could not read or write.
I bet he learned quick, though, because he was precocious.
Yeah.
If you can eat marmalade, you can read.
That's the old adage. That's a cool t-shirt.
If you can eat marmalade, you can probably do this.
How old is Kevin in this?
He's four years old,
and both his parents are dead. I don't know if that's, it doesn't seem important.
And his guardian sucks.
Did whoever kill his parents kill him? And that's why he didn't make it?
Whoa. It was witness relocation. They messed it up.
They blew it. No, that's not.
So what's written on this tag?
The tag has a large label indicating Kevin's name and destination.
Kevin.
And where is he going, did it say?
It said he's going to a new home in the country.
His name's Kevin North. And then they're in his, they put just like directions on it and it got confused.
Yeah, there's something written on it that's like, drown this boy or something.
Yeah, it's the name of the place. And the people on the train were like, well, we did the thing, but it didn't get him home because they're terrible.
You know, when you're on a train, you see a little boy with a tag that says, drown this boy. You're like, I gotta do what the tag says.
A tag is a legally binding document.
Yeah.
Do you know what the most stolen book is?
The Bible.
The Bible.
Well, maybe. I was going to say steal this book.
Oh, that can't be true.
Was he like supposed to go to Narnia?
That is.
I was imagining that too.
Pretty close. Can you walk me through what you mean by that?
Well, those kids have to go live in the country during the war. And it was like common practice during the time to put the label on the kid.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, maybe this boy, he didn't because he was destined to be in Narnia.
So in this hypothetical, the wardrobe is on the train?
The destination is like Regularsville, but he just had to go to Narnia.
What's the town motto in Regularsville?
We make it, you buy it.
Fucking capitalists.
Do we want any hints?
No.
How we do?
British to me.
He seems dead to me, and the tag is a toe tag.
Whoa.
Same people that killed his parents killed him, and his home in the country is a cemetery.
Honestly, that's a better answer.
That's amazing.
Do you know the answer, Adel?
I do know the answer.
Okay, and I got
it. Are there hints?
Some hints are, was his label removed in some way? No. Did someone deliberately harm or abduct him? No.
Thank God.
Was Billy a little boy?
He's a goat.
No, he's a goat.
His name was Billy.
Billy the Kid.
Little Billy, as his name suggests, but I was told to change it, so I went with the room, was a goat who unfortunately ate his label, so no one knew where he was supposed to go. Goats is scamps.
Hold on a second. Riddle. You're telling me that this goat had parents who died, and then someone was like, we gotta move this goat because its parents are dead. It's goat parents. I'm the guardian of a goat because that's what it's called when you take care of a goat. You're the goat guardian.
Yeah.
I have to put this goat on a train.
Mm-hmm. I mean, swap out goat for bear and this is Paddington, right?
Yeah.
Also, I would have believed that a kid ate their label, like a real child.
For sure.
Yeah, that makes just as much sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially if it tastes good.
Oh, yeah.
One
what of kind the of chocolate labels?
Yeah, what kind of ink we got on there?
So here's what we need to see is, Jess, you're going to be the...
it's like you're reading it out of the book.
Yeah, truly.
Here's what we're going to see.
So the book says, do a scene.
Jess, you're going to be the guardian of this goat. Aaron, you're going to be the goat. Mm-hmm. And you can talk, and you can even sing and rhyme. And but you don't need to.
Show off goat.
But you can.
But Jess, you are deeply attached to this goat for some reason.
Sure.
And it's finally arrived to you in the countryside after you had lost all hope.
Oh, great. Margaret, the goat is finally here. Oh, come here, you little baby goat. I'm going to love you as my own.
Hey.
Oh, yes, it's as good as I hoped.
Hey. Hi, it's good to see you.
Margaret, look at the goat.
Darling, what's that you say?
Look at this goat. She's finally here, our sweet little baby goat daughter.
Oh, my word, she's everything I could. Wait, hold on. Does she do the thing?
Listen.
You should know, though, I'm changed. Like, I'm different now.
I, like, grew up a lot traveling.
Oh, that's all right, my dear sweet baby. Can I give you, like, two little goat kisses?
Yeah, but I've, like, done drugs and, like, seen some stuff. So, Margaret, just know that I'm, like, changed.
Yes, darling.
Margaret.
Yes, darling.
I want to love this teen goat, but I feel like maybe that means I can't imprint on it as much.
Just because it's older?
Yes.
Good. I'm happy that you said that and not, I want to love this goat, but it did drugs, so now I can't anymore. You didn't say that. Thank you.
You're
baby,
welcome.
Is this where we're staying?
Hey, this is my...
Wait, this is a sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holt, darling, what? Who are we to judge?
I'm just surprised. This is a bighorn sheep. It just seems like the aggression might be a little intense.
Well, that's a stereotype. I don't know. You're right.
He
as
sells
a species.
Beepers.
Yeah, I sell beepers.
Beepers? Oh, no.
Yeah, did darling, I stutter, motherfucker? I sell beepers.
Okay, Margaret.
It definitely is aggressive. I gotta put our foot down here, I think.
Yes.
Do not put your foot down around me. If I see a foot stomp, I charge.
Oh,
I charge.
For beepers.
Oh!
I love him. I do. Okay. I love him.
Okay.
Come here.
No, okay. Not in front of us. Please, no. I am putting my foot down. I will not watch this in my foot.
He's going to charge.
Oh, my pie.
My beeper.
See.
That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it said in the book, right?
then charge for beepers. Yes, it is. JPC, was that a master sheep?
Master sheep, yeah, absolutely.
That's a t-shirt. I'm gonna charge for beepers. For beepers. It's got a big sheep on it. Everyone gets it.
Apparently, every reference in this episode is from 2001. Here we go. Next riddle. A woman walked up to a man behind a counter and handed him a book.
She walked up to him behind the counter?
Rude.
The man was behind the counter.
Okay.
A woman walked up to a man behind the counter.
Got it.
And handed him a book. He looked at it and he said, that will be $4. She paid the man and then walked out without the book. He saw her leave without it, but did not call her back.
Library, how playing come? A late due. Late yep. fee. Late due fee.
It's a lot, it's paying a late fee.
How do they do fee?
Late due fee, fragile.
How late due fee?
Or... It was the Bible.
She had stolen it.
Hear me out.
Okay, because you can't.
Let me check the back of the book.
Hold on, we all know this. We all know this.
It was the Bible. The man was King James. She owed him four gold.
And we all know this. You can't legally own a Bible.
Okay, all of you are the voice of God, and you're having a discussion about how to monetize the Bible.
Order, order, order. Me?
Some
chicken.
All right, everyone calm down. We need to figure this out.
You're right.
We're God. We don't have enough money. We need to make more. I think we all agree that selling this book, the Bible, mm-hmm. and basically kind of all of it, I mean, like...
Mm. It's the one thing we have to sell.
We got the Bible, the Quran, we got the Torah. Mm. I think we should sell them all. I gotta know, like, how are we pushing this? What's
I know
the market?
That this is not on the table today, mm-hmm. but can I bring up again that I think we should send Jesus back? It would be very funny.
Again?
At some point we will, right?
No, but why not now?
No, he gets three tries. Okay, yeah. We're not gonna send him back a fourth
but
time.
But like, hey guys, can I be at this meeting finally?
Yes, oh. Jesus, but you have to be, like, chill and quiet.
Jesuses are to be seen, not to be heard.
Jesus, you is fragile.
Wait, I just want you guys to know I agree. It would be so funny. Like, I've been working on a tight five for yes. me to, like, go down and just slay.
Like, let's hear all, the first 5 seconds.
All right. Hey, guys, happy to be here. but I'm happy to be everywhere, which I am.
We cut down to earth. Next up at the Chuckle Hut... Kid's fresh. Kid's very funny. Give it up for Jesus Christ.
Jesus, before you go on, it's me, Judas, and here's some jokes I think you should make.
Don't know where Jesus is. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Just trust me. These are good jokes.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Oh, sorry about
that. Oh,
here we
go. Jesus Christ.
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Not great.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry to hear that. You should tell me about it more often. Okay.
I sinned.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, what am I supposed to do with a kind heckler? okay, what'd you sin? What was your sin?
I coveted my neighbor's husband.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal, honestly.
Like, okay.
Yeah, like, I know we're not supposed to... There's a sliding scale for sure, and that one's not that big a deal.
Thank you.
Okay, onto this joke. What do you call a stupid idiot who yes. holds note cards?
Yes, he's
Jesus
doing.
Christ. Oh.
Give me my money. I did what you asked me to do. I gave him the card. Now give me my money.
Here's your money. Now, God, back to heaven with you.
All right, so we got rid of Jesus.
Why do we keep sending Judas back?
And Satan.
Good. Here
you
we go.
Got
next
that
riddle
so fast.
Yeah, that was a very good, very, very fast and very smart.
Don't be sorry. I'm just impressed.
No, I'm. But you know,
we've been happy with this speed of riddle because we are very, very dumb. Mm-hmm. And it's with you two on. I think you've solved 100% of these riddles very quickly.
Very quickly. No. Riddle is fragile, so careful.
Yeah.
Riddle fragile. Riddle. Careful.
Here we go. Next riddle. What? This is more just a ponderous question. Why is it that, in general, the hair on a man's head goes gray before the hair in his mustache? Why is it that, in general, the hair on a man's head goes gray before the hair in his mustache?
Because he's eating a chicken with a mole sauce. That sauce is getting all over his mustache.
Zach, your Santa Barbara culture is really permeating this episode.
Guys, you gotta deal with these spicy chocolates.
Sun hits the hair, fur hits the mustache. Easy.
His brain is more stressed out than his face.
I got it.
Yeah. And we can all agree that I got it.
I think his brain is more stressed out than his face.
I'm still reeling. Did you say sun hits the hair, fur hits the mustache?
Yeah, sun hits the hair, fur hits the mustache.
Yeah, I think that's a before, but shortened down.
Fur.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like that movie, Land for Time. Land for Time.
Or that popular catchphrase, get for done. You know that old trapper comedian?
Yes.
Get before done.
Get before
done. That woodsman, who was a fur trapper?
Sure. Get for done.
Any thoughts? We want some hints. We want some clues.
Why does a man's hair go gray before his mustache?
Because he doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah, not all men have that mustache.
In this scenario, the man has stash.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
The man has mustache.
Does he have hair?
He has hair.
Are you sure?
He doesn't have hair.
Okay.
Who are some famous men with mustaches?
Thompson.
Mark Twain.
No, that's not part of it.
Hitler. Famously for mustache.
Very Charlie famous mustache Chaplin. Man. Charlie yeah. Chaplin.
Adolf Hitler, surprisingly, his original name was Samuel Clemens. Not many people know.
Yeah, Adolf Hitler is what you shout on a riverboat when you throw something over the side to see how deep it was.
Okay, we got to see a scene with...
Although we have to, but we will.
Zach, you're Mark Twain.
Yeah.
JBC, you have the enviable role of playing Hitler.
Okay.
You're on a Mississippi riverboat gambling, and you two are just kind of meeting for the first time and kind of sizing each other up.
Got any twos?
I do not have any tools.
Right. You're supposed to, okay. I know this may be your first time. This is an old Southern game, but all you gotta say is go fish.
But I did not know the rules to the game.
That's okay. You're doing what? What did you say your name was?
My name is Adolf
You're
Hitler.
You're doing wonderful, Adolf Hitler. Yeah, that's so funny that that's your name.
Why is that?
Well, because that's what we shout when we throw a rope over the side of the boat to see
Adolf
how.
Adolf Hitler!
See, just like that.
Adolf Hitler!
Wait a second.
Adolf Hitler!
How deep are we, Clancy?
We three Adolf Hitler, safe enough to pass.
Safe enough to pass, here we go.
I must be dead. This what? Must be hell. No, that means that the Nazis have lost the war.
Everyone, attention, please. Just want to let you know that our riverboat's next destination will be across the River Styx. So please, everyone, have two silver pieces ready to put. In the
now, Adolf, purse. If you could be a dear, it is your turn to inquire as to whether or not I have any number of cards.
Do you have any nines?
Go fish, or as they say in your country, nine.
Saints.
Very confusing.
Oh, so good. I love that just two gamblers on a riverboat are playing go fish.
Yeah. Isn't it great to know that even Adolf Hitler might get into the same underworld that we're all bound for? And by great to know is maybe not the phrase.
Yeah.
And we're not surprised that Mark Twain's in hell, right?
Oh, no. With what he did to books? He made them too long.
Made them funny? How dare you?
For painting that fence. Mm-hmm. Have
we solved this riddle?
No. Okay. Do we want the answer?
Oh, I could have sworn we'd solved it.
Why does a man's mustache? I need like a directional hint.
Yeah.
Like a realm to be.
You
thinking.
Give me north, south. I'll.
Here's west. Here's a bit of a hint here.
Okay.
Is this to do with the way that the hair is cut, brushed, washed, or treated? No. Is this to do with eating, drinking, thinking, or talking? No. That's a terrible
hint.
Hold
on, chicken mole.
Is this to do with timing? Yes.
Yes.
I hear it in his head.
Is it because he's trimming his mustache more?
Is it because you don't grow facial hair until after you grow hair on your head?
Bingo, bingo, ha ta ta.
That's not true, though, right?
The hair on a man's head is usually at least 20 years older than the hair in his mustache.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Because you've had it long. Like, yeah. You're not growing a. Well.
Well, no, but that's the question is that, like, I was under the impression that the hair on my head now is not the hair I had on my head before, right? Like, hair falls out and then grows again. Mm-hmm. Like, all of the hair that I'm growing on my head when I'm 40 years old would be the same age,
but
right?
But the follicle...
You are born with the amount of hair that you will have for the rest of your life.
It's like eggs.
It's like
yes.
Eggs.
Okay.
Yes, eggs is like hair.
Okay.
It's just that the hair is gradually coming up because it's so far down.
You got a bunch of hair in your head and it just sort of like pushes out slowly.
Your brain is hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you think, the more that your hair grows out faster.
Which makes sense because that is what Aaron said was your brain is more stretched out than your face because there's so much hair inside.
Yes. No one has that much hair in their lip.
That's why people used to call each other hair brains.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually right.
That's actually right.
And that's why women can't eat hair because they don't already have hair in their mouth behind their.
I won't support that. I will draw the line and
Zach,
I won't support that.
I don't think we're here in 2019 to like point out more differences.
I'm just saying men eat hair all the time and women can't. And they're just different. The thing about men and women is.
Okay, we're done. we'll do one more entree and then we'll go to our sweet desserts with our final listener submitted riddle. Is that sound good?
Yes.
I like this meal. I've really been walked through kind of a tasting menu.
I'm so sorry it's been a bit of a prefix and there's no substitution, so hopefully we haven't had
those are the best kind.
And yeah. I would like to apologize to both of you that Adel has been eating a pie this entire time.
Made of hair.
Oh, no. Not going to
hair
go
pie
there.
For men.
No. Here, this is a terrible one.
Oh, good.
During a christening ceremony, the godmother of the child suddenly tackled the priest who was conducting the ceremony, knocked him down, and rolled him over on the ground. Why'd she do that?
He caught on fire. Da-na-na-da!
Well.
We just high-fived in slow motion.
The two women who came into the studio wearing identical sister act habits got this question right.
This is an expensive joke.
Yeah. And does not translate from the audience.
Had you two heard that before?
No.
We're just smarter.
Why is there fire?
There's so many candles in Catholic Mass,
okay. No, Jess, I got this. when men hit two rocks together, spark ignites.
Nope. That won't do it.
Why is there fire? Yeah. There is an old god, Bahamut. He is a dragon who lives in a mountain.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen is this altar boy who is so small. Have like that big, heavy golden candle and then try to put it in the holster. And then everything was just too top heavy for a while. And for like 11 minutes, he was like, whoa. Oh, and no one helped him.
So he was holding it like...
He
like,
had to learn. Let him learn.
How I would imagine a dog trying to stand on two legs would move. Like a lot of...
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Navigating side to side.
How would we know how you imagine a dog to move?
I've drawn it several times.
Follow up. Have you ever seen a dog try to walk on two legs? You just have to imagine what it would be like?
Yeah, just imagine it. I mean, people have tried to show me, but I look away.
I mean, they do it.
I have a very specific way they move.
There was a movie theater right next to where I grew up, so I would see dogs walking on two legs constantly trying to get in there, buy tickets to the show, have the usher turn them away, send them back.
You know where you put two kids in an overcoat and then a dog on top? got a dog head. To do.
This is what a person is.
It's not to trick the ticket taker, but to overwhelm them to make them think that they're going insane.
Uh-huh. I think it's absurd. That we don't allow dogs to buy movie tickets.
Well, now, Zach, you just volunteered to play a dog. You and Jess will be two dogs in an overcoat trying to sneak into a theater. JPC, you'll be the ticket taker. And Aaron, you'll be the manager who intervenes at some point.
Cool.
Hello there. And welcome to Movie
Sorry,
Plex.
And you're coming to see... I'm so sorry.
Mile 22.
Mile 22.
Hello, welcome to Movie Plex.
Hello. We would like
I'm sorry, who's talking?
It's me.
Okay.
Down there.
You're, sorry, Daryl.
Your stomach like, appears to be
Daryl,
grumbling.
It's hard to be on two legs. No.
Oh, I know. Were you talking to me, Daryl?
Me would like...
Daryl, his name is also Daryl.
Oh my god, but your name is Daryl.
My name is Daryl.
My name's Daryl.
No. Your name is Daryl?
We're just a barrel of Daryls. Listen, we need
with
two...
not a Carol in the world. Oh no, here's
well,
my
no,
barrel.
Here's our
Carol.
Hey, Daryl?
Yes,
Carol?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
What?
This
is there
is
an
Daryl.
Echo in here?
No, this is Daryl, and I'm Daryl.
Sorry, I was just walking by. It's me, funny man Will Ferrell. Did someone call my name?
This is a movie theater for dogs, Will Ferrell.
Good day.
This is a movie theater for dogs, Carol.
This is a huge weekend for us.
It's and Mile 22 weekend.
It's Mile 22 weekend. And what's the holdup?
I'm sorry. There's no holdup. They're coming into the theater. I just have to sell them a ticket.
These are two dogs?
This is one person, and it is two dogs.
Hold on. Walk me through that again.
Okay, so we're one person,
but
and
we are
two
dogs.
Dogs.
Okay. Can I see an ID?
Can I see an ID?
This movie is rated R. He'll open this coat to reveal that we are two dogs.
So and I forgot to mention, you are two dogs in an overcoat, but you're standing on two legs side by side.
Side by side.
Yeah.
This is one fat, short person.
Two-headed dog.
And
two-headed.
It's a two-headed dog.
So here are our dog ideas, and here's our one.
Dog Wait, ideas?
Can you please tell me some of your dog ideas?
Okay.
Sure.
What about instead of vacuums, we just don't ever care.
What if of the tables were lower to the ground?
Nah, I don't like either one of these. Can I hear some
what
more?
What if we bring back newspapers, but they're all squishy toys?
Okay. What if instead of cars, tennis balls?
Okay.
How about, but only open windows go very fast?
How about no more squirrels?
Ooh,
except for if they're
stop.
Always right in front of my face.
No more squirrels? We'll buy it. We'll buy that dog idea. And the price? Two tickets to Mile 22.
Can you throw in two tickets to Air Bud Golden Receiver?
You get the fuck out of here. You get out of here.
Say it. Wonderful. Well, let's go. We'll go to our final riddle. This will be a listener submitted one. This is from Michael Schmidt.
But no more. We do
final
not. We don't know.
Riddle.
We can't. It's not technically parody.
This is the part of the show where we all sing a favorite jock jam. We replace one word of the jock jam with the word puzzle.
We're headed for riddle, but still we stand puzzle.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Puzzle I Joe.
That's your favorite jock jam?
I said favorite jock jam, right? And I sang that song? You fucking tell me.
I'm just singing more Final Countdown.
Aaron, name one song in jock jams.
So young, I'm doing the splits.
this is from listener submitted riddle from Michael Schmidt.
What's up, bud?
Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Dude, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Michael, you just got a ton of shout outs.
Hello.
Feel good about that. Michael immediately says, this is an easy one. So he's retroactively shaming us.
Man, I really wish I wouldn't have said what up to this guy.
A man is found dead, laying in a field next to a rock. The rock killed him, but there's no blood on the rock or around the body. Who is the man and how did the rock kill him?
The rock was in the middle of a snowball.
It's Stone Cold Steve Austin is dead and the rock and it's WrestleMania.
That's it. It's Dwayne Johnson.
I actually do know the answer to this, so I said shut up.
Zach knows the answer, so we'll wait. If nobody else gets it, we'll have him show his knowledge.
So
he tripped.
So the guy is in Iraq and it's the war.
I'm sorry, did I say A-Rock? It's A-Rock.
It was the rock that they kicked out while he was hanging.
Oh, that's a good, I mean,
yeah,
that's a good guess
that.
As any.
So it's a man lying dead in a field with a rock.
We're getting a hint, I feel like.
What are you talking about?
I think we're getting a hint.
No, Zach's just humming a song.
Just a fun song to hum.
Wait, but hum it some more.
Oh, it's the Olympics.
Yep.
Oh, it's the shot put. And he had a heart attack from the stress of
you know me so well.
You know when you lift 12 pounds in one hand and you get a heart attack?
Yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm the only athlete from my country. This is too much pressure. I'm dead.
I'll repeat it one more time. A man is found dead lying in a field next to a
rock. Can I give
a
tangential riddle
first? Oh, please.
First.
Yes.
Two people are found dead laying in an alley, and one person then is afraid of bats. Who am I?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Alfred.
What's the riddle again?
A man, that's a wonderful hint. A man is found dead lying in a field next to a rock. The rock killed him, but there's no blood on the rock or around the body. Who is the man and how did the rock kill him? Batman and that song are as good a hint as you're going to get.
I got more hints.
Is this, so this is comic book related?
Yes.
In some way.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's like that freaking Infinity Stone and that freaking Thanos that I hate.
Very, very close.
So Thanos snapped him? Thanos snapped the guy?
Yeah. Thanos snapped Bubble Fragile, take life with the stone time?
So is this the thing, Dr. Ben Grimm, and he is a rock man?
No.
Is it?
You're thinking Marvel. I need you to think lateral.
DC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Superman.
Yep.
Rock is Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
The Rock is the band Three Doors Down. They're singing their hit single Kryptonite. Superman decided to take his own life because mm-hmm. he hates the song. Superman can't be cut, so the internal bleeding is what drowns him.
If I go puzzles, then will you still call me Riddle Man?
If I'm alive and puzzles, will you be there? Riddle my hand.
Zach, did you know that? Is that the Superman? Is that what you were going for?
Yes.
Nice, okay.
So here's what we need.
I'd heard that one before. I didn't like immediately think of the answer to it. I've literally heard someone say that riddle before.
I just didn't know the Superman theme. I was like, humming something uplifting.
I remember hearing it before I went on a roller coaster, and now I realize it was before I went on the Superman roller coaster at Six Flags New England.
I'm wondering now if that's the Superman theme or if that's the Justice League thing. I think it's the Superman theme.
I think it's Superman
theme. I honestly thought you were doing the intro to Final Countdown again.
Yeah, no, I honestly just thought you were bored as hell. Aaron, and I was like, whoa, rude.
Nice being rude.
Oh, rude. Jesus.
Does he know he's humming? So, I don't know him well, but maybe he just didn't know.
Aaron, in New England, how do they pronounce Superman?
Superman.
Perfect.
Oh, God, I'm too afraid to go on Superman. I heard a man died once. Aaron, don't you dare go on that ride.
So, Aaron, you're going
to
play...
Take care of the killed that weapon.
You're going to play Boston Superman. Jess, I need you to play Lex Luthor, and you've somehow tricked Superman into luring him into a certain area that has kryptonite, and then trapping and killing him.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm here. Relax. Okay. Oh, God, we're here. Hello. Hi. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Yes, good.
God, you look awful.
Hey, come on. Listen,
are you sleeping?
No, not great, honestly. I'm not getting a lot of sleep, not getting a ton. All right, listen.
You look stressed. People who are stressed die. That's all I know to be true.
We all die, so what am I going to do? Not die?
Okay, Tone, I'm your guest. Offer me some water. What are you doing?
Well, if you have to know, I brought you here to destroy you once and for all.
Okay.
But yes, I will give you a glass of water because I'm not a bad host. Do you like flat or sparkling?
Flat. And also, take a look at my chest.
Oh,
I'm one of the strong guys.
Yeah, you're a very strong man, but I have a deep, deep intellectual strength.
Okay, you sound like you think you're better than me.
Yes, I do think I'm better than you.
Yes. Look.
Oh, hang on 1 second.
What?
Is the part where I put the bad rocks in the water?
Oh my God.
Oh God, he knows I can hear him, right?
No, I think he doesn't. Come here.
Oh God.
Come here.
Oh.
Come here.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing, Ben Affleck?
I just want to be around you.
No, I told you. Hang
this
out
guy's
in the bag.
So much cool. Okay.
Hang out over there.
Is it cool if I hang out with Matt Damon?
Not yet.
I'm bored. I'm not getting enough attention.
We cut to the Garden of Eden with
with
JPC as Adam.
No, I like this direction. Let's hear
JPC
it out.
With JPC as Adam, Jess as Eve, and Zach, you're there as Ben Affleck, and you're just eating the from the Tree of Knowledge for the very first time,
mm-hmm.
and there's a slight rain shower while you're eating the apple.
Oh, shoot. We should get into... get into this little tub because I don't want to get wet when I'm eating the apple.
No, that's like the whole point.
Oh, to get wet and eat the apple?
Yeah, knowledge. So wet and sexy.
Okay, this is...
Wait, hang on.
Okay.
What?
Is the part where I put the rocks in the apple?
Oh my gosh.
There's something in this apple.
Did you already do it?
I did.
Well, then why are you even asking me?
Like, how did they get rocks in an apple?
Make sure I did it right.
Didn't pierce the outer layer. They must have grown
The rock's in the apple.
Honestly, I don't know why I let you hang around.
It's okay. Is it okay if Matt Damon hangs out with me?
I end up spitting most of
is
these
he
rocks
already
out
here?
Of
like, is
hey,
it one of the...
Is that okay if I'm
oh
here?
Oh my gosh! Like, why are you even asking a
He's
question?
He's gonna say something about how
can
you
I
like
ask you
them
something?
Apples?
I like them apples. See.
I got you. Worth I got you.
He got your number.
And real, very quickly, Michael Schmidt actually included a second one that's actually a great puzzy. So we're going to read that very quickly here. This is a harder one. He lets us know. A man is on a train that is full.
He's a goat.
Well, here we go. That's our show. A man is on a train that's full. I assume the train is full, not the man. He notices a person with a missing finger. He walks up to the person and kills them. At the next stop, he is questioned by the police, but they let him go. Why? And I'll allow 30 seconds of guesses, and then we'll get to the answer.
A man left a finger when he killed the other person's family member, and he noticed it was the same finger that was missing.
That is incredibly close.
His name is Inigo Montoya. He killed
That's
his father.
That's
what it is. Prepare to die.
The man had a sixth finger, and no.
That's not it?
No.
Oh, man, but that was so good.
It was good. There are no trains in that movie, though.
Mm. That we see.
That we see, Zach.
A man is on a train. He notices a person with a missing finger. He walks up, kills them. Next stop, the police question him, but they let him go. Why? Any other guesses? Kay. Aaron, you're very close.
The police are bad.
Is this a bounty hunter? Is this a bounty hunter situation? Is he hunting this man?
Yeah, the train is going to the Sarlacc pit.
That's a bounty hunter suit? Oh, got it.
Got it.
Took me a second.
Don't love it, but Aaron, did you get it?
No.
Just tell us where.
It's a Boba Fett reference, and it's...
Sorry, I'm doing the splits.
I'll give you a hint, and I think this is a hint.
Okay.
Ashley Judd movie?
Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, so what it is once released from prison after serving his sentence, the man saw his wife, who framed him, by cutting off her own finger and leaving it at the crime scene. When the police questioned him, he stated these facts and they let him go because you cannot kill the same person twice.
Here's the thing. Yes, but they can't arrest you for killing a person until they investigate that.
Well, it's a riddle crime.
I pulled up the court record on my phone. And he's good to go. He already killed this woman.
If I ever commit a crime, it will definitely be in a riddle. So there are very little consequences.
In this scenario, this person got framed for the murder of this person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's out now?
Yeah, he served his time.
It could be 25 years. Sometimes you don't go to jail forever.
Well,
not
my jail.
Zach, can we see a scene with your jail?
Sure.
Can I get out?
What's that?
Can I get out?
Let me explain how my jail works.
This so again?
My jail. My jail. My jail. My jail, you're in here forever. It's kind of a forever jail.
Do the full song. Do the full song.
Would you believe that I don't?
My jails.
Class, someone got out.
Sorry. Oh, no. I hate that the button for the accompaniment is right next to the button to open the jail.
Zach, dinner. It's pizza rolls.
That's our show. Zach and Jess, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, gosh.
What a delight.
Again, two of my
I'm
favorite
sorry.
People. And then also, if you're not listening to the podcast Off Book, the improvised musical.
Which you're not currently listening to.
Oh, God. Pause this podcast. Pause
don't,
this right now.
Don't do it at the same time.
Listen to Off
Just
Book and then come
to
back.
One
to
at
the
a time, song. Though.
Yeah.
But it is the absolute best. So please check that out. Anything else you want to mention? Or is there more about Off Book that you'd like to plug?
Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing an Off Book shirt myself right now, so there is merch.
There is merch. We're going to perform at San Francisco Sketch Fest, and we're going to be at the Steel Stacks Comedy Festival. And also,
we have an album coming out.
What?
Oh. That is not improvised. It's written. Three of the tracks are out now if you want to preview it. We got a Christmas song, a Hanukkah song, and
a song about the experience of dining where they have to explain shared small plates to you.
Yeah, so that album's called The Calendar Album. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, and it releases January 18th.
That's right.
But...
Those three tracks are out now.
Right now.
Right
baby.
Now.
Now on this, the first of the new year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess I have to ask, will my jail be on the album?
B-side, please.
Only on the vinyl.
Will the song Dog Ideas be on there now? Anything else? Anything else going on?
Nah.
I didn't mean to sound shitty. Anything else going on? Or
that's not a lot. You have 24 hours in a day.
He's right.
JPC, anything?
You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. You will only see pictures of my dog or pictures of my dog's DNA.
That's how it should be.
Follow me at AaronKeith10 on Instagram to find out about my shows in Chicago.
And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at HeyRiddleRiddle on Instagram. You can email us with any sort of puzzy or riddy you might have.
Or just to say hello.
Or just to say hello. And that's HRR Podcast.
Or to dox us.
Or to dox us.
Email us to dox us. Email us and tell us where we live.
We will neither confirm nor deny.
I forgot about dox us.
Honestly, good. Yeah. Honestly, I'm glad
that
it's not.
But in your jail, that's how doxing works.
Yeah.
If you go to jail for doxing,
you want to dox.
You can email us hropodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. And Aaron, I don't know if you know this. When Superman was first created, he had a very famous catchphrase, which was faster than a speeding bullet.
Jupiter. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.